Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've had quite a few food lawsuits in the news lately. Subway tuna sandwiches. You remember the Hawaiian rolls case? And then, of course, we had the issue with the vanilla. And somebody was suing, saying that things that were labeled as containing vanilla actually didn't contain vanilla. They were actually flavored to taste like vanilla. Therefore, there's some kind of false advertising there. Well, this is a new one, and several people sent this to me. New York woman sues Kellogg's for $5 million for misleading customers by bulking out its strawberry Pop-Tarts with pear and apple. Now, a strawberry Pop-Tart is something I'm actually familiar with. And it's not uncommon that if you were to open up one of the cabinets in my kitchen, you might see a box of Pop-Tarts in there. I actually checked right before I shot this video, and I didn't have any. I was kind of bummed out. But it's one of those things that I'll often buy and throw in a cupboard and leave there because I think they've got the shelf life equivalent of like styrofoam. I think they last forever as long as you keep them in a dark, cool place like a cabinet in my kitchen. So Pop-Tarts are something I'm familiar with. I don't eat a lot of them, maybe a box a year or something. But like I said, they're just a food stuff that lasts forever. But the question is, when you buy a strawberry Pop-Tart, do you really assume that it's going to contain a large number of strawberries, or does the word strawberry more reflect what it's flavored as? Because you'll probably know this, but a Pop-Tart is about that thin, okay? And it's yay wide and about yay long, and it's not that large. And so if you were to measure the volume of the contents of the Pop-Tart, I'm talking about what's inside the Pop-Tart, there's about half a teaspoon of material in there. And the question is, how many strawberries did you think were going to be in a space that small? Okay? It's kind of like if a Volkswagen pulled up, Volkswagen Beetle, and you expected 35 people to get out. That wouldn't seem reasonable to me. Now, I understand they did gags of stuffing people into Volkswagens. But really, when you buy a Pop-Tart, what do you think is inside of it? And so in my mind, the word strawberry refers to the flavor, not the majority of the contents. But Keith Griffith wrote this story for the Daily Mail, but I saw it reported a bunch of other places. A $5 million class action lawsuit accuses Kellogg's of misleading its customers about the fruit content of strawberry Pop-Tarts because they contain few actual strawberries. They do contain some, but apparently not enough in this plaintiff's mind to qualify to use the word strawberry on the label. The suit filed by New York plaintiff accuses the convenience food giant of padding out strawberry Pop-Tart filling with cheaper contents such as pears and apples. The suit seeks $5 million in damages and is seeking to also force Kellogg's to change its allegedly misleading Pop-Tart labels. A spokesperson for the Kellogg company declined to comment, saying it's pending litigation. This, of course, is not the first time that the ingredients of strawberry Pop-Tarts have been litigated. A separate lawsuit in August alleges the labels on strawberry Pop-Tarts are misleading because they give consumers the impression the fruit filling contains a greater relative and absolute amount of strawberries than it does. So it sounds a lot like the other lawsuit, which means that you have two lawsuits of equal merit here. And I'm not sure how the word strawberry implies a relative and absolute amount of strawberies. I just don't see that. And by the way, a lot of people know that I specialize in lemon law. The bulk of my legal practice is suing car companies for defective cars. But I actually am a consumer protection attorney. I've handled so many consumer protection cases that I couldn't list all of the types of cases I've handled in my career. I've dialed it back because I have enough work off the lemon law claims to keep me busy. But I used to handle all kinds of stuff. And so I am very, very aware of this field of law. And when I look at the lawsuits that get filed, I often look at them and go, huh, that's interesting. I wonder if if somebody brought that to my office, what would I have said? And the first thing I would say is, when you look at the Pop-Tart packaging and it simply says strawberry, what does that mean to the average consumer? And I assume it means the flavor. It's the flavor of the Pop-Tart. What flavor is that Pop-Tart? Strawberry. No. What's the majority of its content? Who asks that? What flavor is it? What flavor is it? It's strawberry flavored. Now, the interesting thing is, I was kind of surprised to learn, Pop-Tarts actually do contain some strawberries. It's not just strawberry flavoring. So the federal class action suit was filed in Illinois regarding the other case, because one was filed in Illinois, one was filed in New York, and points out that the ingredients list in the highly processed breakfast food reveals that they contain less than 2% strawberries, but also contain pears and apples. But the fact that it says it contains less than 2% on the backside of the packaging, and nowhere does it say contains more than 2%, I'm not sure how that would be misleading. Now, the Illinois case seeks to create a class of plaintiffs in Iowa and Arkansas also, points out that strawberries are popular with consumers due to their health benefits and are more expensive than apples and pears. The question, of course, is how many people are eating Pop-Tarts for their health benefits? The quote here is, whether a toaster pastry contains only strawberries or merely some strawberries and a significant amount of other less valued fruit ingredients is basic front label information consumers rely on when making quick decisions at the grocery store. And to me, that is a bunch of poppycock, because I'm not sure that anybody thinks that the Pop-Tart contains only strawberries. Only, it's not called only strawberries Pop-Tarts. It's called strawberry Pop-Tarts. The product, common or usual name of frosted strawberry toaster pastries, is false, misleading, and deceptive because its filling contains a relatively significant amount of non-strawberry fruit ingredients, which are shown on the ingredient list. The problem, of course, is frosted strawberry toaster pastries. Is it a pastry? Yes. Can you jam it in a toaster? Yes. Is it frosted? Yes. Is it flavored strawberry? Yes. Does it contain strawberries? Yes. Sounds to me like Truth in Advertising 101. The suit claimed that a scientific analysis of Pop-Tart filling concluded that it likely contained even more non-strawberry fruit than actual strawberries. Again, I think most people buy the Pop-Tarts based on what they are flavored, not necessarily what the majority of the ingredients are. Can you imagine what would happen if they actually made them list what the majority of the ingredients were, or what the most common ingredient? I think you'd be scared to find out what are in hot dogs if they were forced to call them by the number one ingredient. So the lawsuit also alleged that the use of red dye number 40 further misled consumers by suggesting that Pop-Tart filling contains more strawberries than it actually does. So the fact that they dye the contents red, they find to be deceptive. The complaint notes that competitor brands of toaster pastries, such as the store brands of Walmart and Dollar General, clearly tell consumers that they are naturally and artificially flavored. There's no other way to flavor something, is there? There's the natural way and the artificially flavored way. Does anybody really think that a Pop-Tart, which has the shelf life equivalent, as I said, of styrofoam, actually contains nothing artificial? The suit claims because Kellogg's exclusively promotes strawberries on its Pop-Tarts, the labels, consumers are likely to be duped into believing that it is higher quality than it is. You know, the other thing I have to point out to you is the question is, this class, if it were to actually exist, should only consist of people who are first-time buyers. Because anybody who buys a strawberry Pop-Tart and eats it, and goes back later and buys more, knows what they're getting. And by the way, I'm not belittling the strawberry Pop-Tart. Pop-Tarts serve a very, very important function. Because you can buy a box, stick them in a cupboard, and leave them there forever. And so you know what they are. And the idea that there's something, and by the way, if you haven't seen Pop-Tarts the way they're packaged, when you open the box up, they're in these foil envelopes that look right out of the Apollo space program. And then you rip that open, and then there's two uncooked Pop-Tarts, and you put those in your toaster, and you hit that, come back, you know, a little bit later if you hear the pop, and you eat your Pop-Tart, okay? Be careful, though, because filling gets hot. But the notion that somebody is buying Pop-Tarts because they've been influenced by the word strawberry. And they don't realize that there's not like 9 pounds of fresh strawberries in there. I don't really think that's an accurate description of today's consumer. Pop-Tarts were first introduced in 1964, months after Kellogg's competitor Post introduced its rival toaster pastry known as the Country Square. The Country Square. Don't remember that. First promoted in commercials featuring an animated toaster named Milton. Pop-Tops skyrocketed in popularity and quickly dominated the market. Currently, Pop-Tarts are produced in dozens of flavors as well as various seasonal and limited edition flavors. And the question is, will they go after the other flavors? Because I'm pretty sure like the blueberry Pop-Tarts probably contain stuff other than blueberries as well as something blueberry and so on. But this to me is a real stretch. It's a real stretch because you have to ask yourself, what do people think is meant by the packaging? And now, when you say that there are the King's Hawaiian rolls, somebody saying, I thought they came from Hawaii. That seems like a stretch when somebody's in New York City to think that bread came from Hawaii and is still fresh. That seems like a stretch, but it makes more sense to me than somebody who looks at a box of Pop-Tarts and goes, I thought the word strawberry meant that it contained nothing but strawberries and that it contained a lot of strawberries, even though the space in which they put the non-pastry material is that small. If you took one full big strawberry, it would not fit in that space. It wouldn't. So this one seems to me to be a little bit beyond the pale. Just a little bit. And I'll admit, the bulk of my cases, I represent the plaintiffs, okay? I have defended some cases and handled some other types of cases. But when it comes to consumer protection cases, generally speaking, I'm a plaintiff's attorney. So I tend to look at it from that point of view. But as part of my job, I've got to look at what the other side is going to say in response to a lawsuit I file. And I look at this and go, really? I would have thought the word strawberry meant flavoring. And if it contains any strawberries, great. But hey, what am I going to tell you beyond that? So Sue and Jason, thanks for sending it. New York woman sues Kellogg's for $5 million. There's also another lawsuit in a different state for misleading customers by bulking out its strawberry Pop-Tarts with other fruits. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Every man's work, whether it be literature or music, pictures or architecture, or anything else, is always a portrait of himself.